Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Brian Bosick. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Megan. How are you?
I'm great. So, you know, this is a resume episode. We're talking about resume builders, but we're really trying to put the focus on some of the things that you might not have thought about including on your resume, right? Like, you know, you're supposed to put work experience. Of course, you should, you know, put that you're a student, getting a bachelor's degree or master's or whatever you're doing. But, you know, it can feel like a daunting task when you start to think about what else.
Absolutely. And for how long? And like, when should this be on here? Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, the writing, reflecting, trying to figure out how to fill the paper can be really intimidating. If you've begun to work on your resume and it's looking a little empty, then it's definitely time for some resume building. Work experience, as we said, is kind of the first thing that might come to mind, but there are so many other experiences outside of traditional employment that can be included on your resume. So that's what we're digging into today.
Absolutely. And if you found that you've done some of these, great. You can add them on. If you haven't, then this is a great way to plan for the next year or so.
Absolutely.
About how to get these experiences.
Yeah, and some of these are not like you're doing 10 hours a week of this. Like, it can be a one and done.
Exactly.
Type thing. Yeah.
And would also give you a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So let's take a look at our first one.
Awesome.
All right. So our first one is professional associations and conferences. So what is that? So you might not have heard the term professional association prior to coming to college. And even then, you might not have like a full understanding of how these work and how they can help you. So every industry has a professional association. For example, the American Psychological Association is the psychology one. If you think about like career development, the National Career Development Association is there. And there's even a Michigan chapter of like the Michigan Career Development Association.
Yeah, that's a good point. They always have like the local, the regional, the national chapters of these.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So you can get involved on so many different levels. And the goal of these associations is to keep the profession moving forward. So these organizations can focus on things like research, ethical standards, credentialing, professional development, networking, and really like advancing the field. Being a part of a professional organization can keep you up to date with the trends, the issues, current events in your field. And membership in these organizations sometimes have a fee, but they also connect you to meetings and conferences and like a wonderful way to network and get to know people.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can list these professional memberships on your resume.
Yes,
and
yes,
you definitely want to do that. And I will say, in terms of the fees, many professional associations do offer significant discounts for current students.
They do. And sometimes even through like organizations at your school. Right.
Yes.
There may be, hey, this is this club. They pay for your fees. You
absolutely
attend this, right?
Yeah. So seek that out if, you know, because that can be a barrier. So don't let that keep you from exploring, looking into professional associations.
That's a great point.
So you can become an active member in one of these professional associations, even as a student, and then you can include the involvement that you might have had through these organizations. So maybe you got the chance to attend one of the like Grand Rapids chapter meetings, right? That would be awesome. You would get to know people. You would be doing some really great networking, but you're also learning about your field. And those are all pieces that you could potentially go into detail on a resume. You might even get a chance to present at a conference, which could be really great. So the more involved that you can get in some of these, probably the more opportunities that will arise.
Absolutely.
For them.
Yeah. When I think about finding internships too, it's great because a lot of these organizations will bring people to come talk about like, hey, how they got in the field and what did you know? And absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. And you can gain skills, right? Public speaking. Maybe you're able to do some research or writing. All lots of good things can kind of come from this if you start, getting involved. And I will say some of them even have chapters at Grand Valley. I'm thinking, for instance, of PRSSA, the Public Relations Student Society, something like that. They have a chapter right here at Grand Valley, but that is connected to the greater national organization. So that's a really great entry point.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So look, check into that.
Yeah. And that brings to mind, if you have questions about that or don't know, we might know as we work with different majors.
For sure.
So we'd be glad to help you get connected.
Yep, absolutely.
Megan, you mentioned research, and that is going to be our second thing. So let's talk about research.
Yeah.
Actually, we've talked about research. In a previous podcast this season, we talked all about getting involved in research. So if you want more than just this snippet, jump back to that podcast. It really gives you in-depth and a great suggestion on how to do that. For a brief kind of summary of the research, so you can participate in research in college in so many different ways. You might take research courses, you work alongside a faculty member on a research project, or it might be part of an internship or a job. This is often like your first introduction to research, and because it's new for many folks, they're not often sure how to get started.
Right.
So we've got a great resource here at Grand Valley. It is the Office of Undergraduate Research. Honestly, we encourage any student from any discipline, not
Definitely.
Just the sciences,
yes,
right, to get involved in research. And if you're not sure how to start, reach out to that office.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get you connected to faculty. They'll show you first steps, how to do it.
Yeah, they're really there for that specific purpose to get you started. Yeah.
Such an amazing job.
Absolutely.
And research will give you the opportunity to dive deep into a subject of interest and gain a level of expertise.
Right.
In some cases, you have a chance to present and to publish, which really is great for networking. So why do you include this? Well, employers and graduate schools love to see research on a resume. It is an invaluable experience that shows you have skill in investigation, technical writing, statistical analysis, collaboration, communication, and so many different things. And it really shows you know how to make critical decisions based on data.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then
What role doesn't need that now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. And what job isn't looking for you to make those decisions?
Yes.
Yeah. So even if the position you're applying doesn't require research, add it on there. It's a wonderful conversation starter. And they might find out something about you they didn't know from your cover letter.
Yep.
From an interview.
Yep. Might be something that sets you apart from other candidates.
Exactly.
And, you know, sell it on the resume, right? It doesn't just have to be, you know, the name of the paper that you collaborated with the faculty member on. Maybe you list that, but then you share some of the technical writing you were able to do with that. Maybe you did that statistical analysis. Give those bullet points underneath it on your resume to really describe the skills you were using, because that's the stuff that's valuable, especially when you're applying to something where research isn't a key core component to the role.
That's a great point, because the title may look interesting, but that's where they would stop.
Exactly.
So yes. So give a great description of hey, that is a cool skill. I never knew that.
Yeah, for sure. Cool. All right. So student organizations are great ways for students to connect with other students with similar interests on campus. So, you know, these can be based, I don't even know how many hundreds of student organizations now at Grand Valley, but it's a lot.
I know it's over 350, right? Yeah, it's something
That's
like that.
A better number than I had. But, you know, sometimes they are based around professional interests, the Sports Management Club, the GVSU Animators Guild, the National Society for Black Engineers. And then there's also ones that might be more social or based on your personal interests. And that could be for example, the Latino Student Union, Comic Club, Greek Life, book clubs, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on, right? And when you go on Student Life's website, you're able to find that whole list, and it is a searchable list. So you can kind of look for maybe the professional ones, look for the ones that are more based on personal interests, that sort of thing. But really all of them can lead to professional development, because you are networking within that group. You might get involved within the community, you know, going out and doing community work as a part of that group. When it's professional, you're learning more about your profession, right?
Absolutely.
So that's professional development for sure. When we're thinking about incorporating that into your resume, student organizations can demonstrate that community involvement and leadership. So it's not just saying you have these things, you can show my group went out and did this, right? And you can actually say something about that. If you're already a part of a student org, great. Stay involved. You know, maybe you can help coordinate a group fundraiser or run for a leadership position. You know, think about those ways to get more involved. If you've never been involved in a student organization, I would highly encourage it, right? It's a pretty low... what is the word I'm looking for?
A low risk,
low
right?
Risk. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, co-host.
Yes,
it's a low risk way because typically there isn't, you know, some of them will have like a like membership dues, but for the most part you can just join. So, and if it's something that you don't want to do forever, that's okay too.
Absolutely.
But yeah, keep seeking them out until you maybe find something. Because yeah, they really can help you to expand your professional reach. So let's say your major is philosophy and you're looking to work in sales in the future. You might want to join the Professional Sales Association, right?
Yeah.
Philosophy majors might not think of that right away, but it would be a great way to network within the industry and build up your knowledge. So showcasing your interdisciplinary experience and skills is definitely something that can be intriguing to employers.
I know often when I talk to students about getting involved, right, going to a student org, you can sit in the back of a first meeting and just take it in.
Totally.
And see how comfortable you feel.
Yep.
And like Megan said, there's no commitment.
Yep.
If you don't like it, that's okay.
Yep. But absolutely.
Yeah. Great point. Our next suggestion are certifications and badges. So these certifications can help you build skills in a specific area. And then you can do these through GVSU, or you might find opportunities through those professional organizations and websites we mentioned. Certifications and badges can be incorporated into your degree, or that you can do them on your own free time. Oftentimes you do a certification to upskill in an area you're studying, or sometimes you diversify and extend your training by completing a certification or badge in a new area. Certifications and minors are pretty similar, but a certification can be shorter in length and typically focus on a real specific application.
Right. I think that's a good distinction.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, when we talk about this stuff, I feel like maybe the first thing going through your head is like, oh, am I going to have to, you know, do another semester at Grand Valley to make this happen? And that is not what we're advocating for.
Exactly.
Here. It's like finding ways to maybe fit in some of this stuff as a part of the degree you're already working on.
Yeah. And we'll talk about some examples that mm-hmm. really, you know, as Megan said, is it two classes? Is it a 3-hour training
right.
online?
Right. Yes.
And you do that online training.
Yes. Yes.
So no, they really do demonstrate a level of skill and competence, and they, mm-hmm. they kind of showcase your specific skills in an area. And honestly, here we've seen students pursue a variety of certification and badges.
Yeah.
Such as like nonprofit leadership, real estate, paralegal studies, green chemistry. And honestly, if you have room to take some courses outside your major, consider doing that.
Yeah.
We've also seen students who have done this not even like through GVSU, where, for example, you can go to Google Analytics and get a special data class and coding based on that. You can do coding classes through the organization Girls Who Code. We have had exercise students gain personal training and fitness certifications through the American College of Sports and Medicine.
Wow, cool. Yeah.
So it really is a great way to grow. This is one thing, too. If you have questions, if they have this in your field, talk to your mm-hmm. faculty. Talk to us. Talk to student organizations. They'll know the ins and outs of like how to find these.
Yeah, this isn't something you just need to know.
Right.
You can do a little research just by asking, some of us here on campus.
Absolutely.
Point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good deal. Great. Then our last kind of resume builder that you will definitely want to consider would be volunteering or community service, right? So volunteering is simply helping in your community. So that can look so many, you know, that can be a variety of different ways that you could get involved. So you might connect with an organization that you're passionate about. You know, if you love animals, go check out the Humane Society, right?
Great point.
You might volunteer with an employer to gain experience in the field. You might serve in a leadership role for a professional organization. That all kind of falls under this volunteer umbrella. And it's an honorable activity because it shows your commitment to service, your commitment mm-hmm. to the community. And I would say most future employers are going to value that.
Exactly.
Right? To show that you're more than just, you know, this one track mind, only want to make money, only want to go for your career. Like, no, what else do you care about? This is a good way to show that. And you might find that your future employer has some connections to community service. Most do.
Most really do. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Where that's a value of that organization to serve the community in some way. So I think that's always a good thing to do. You might even choose to do a year or more mm-hmm. of service. Something like a gap year or, you know, after you graduate, thinking about doing AmeriCorps, Peace Corps. There's so many programs now that you could consider. And you should definitely include this on your resume.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
It is volunteer, and that's okay. As we've said, you're showing something about who you are. So we find that some students are hesitant to include their volunteering on their resume because they think it needs to be all paid positions. But employers aren't necessarily overly concerned if you were paid or not. They care more about the impact you had,
yes,
the tasks you completed. We've even had some employers say they're looking for volunteering on resumes, right? So the HR department at HealthWest in Muskegon told us that they love to see volunteering on a resume because serving the community is a core value of their organization. So when they see applicants with volunteer experience, it really is that indicator that the individual's values align with the values of HealthWest. So, yeah, you know, if you're willing to work unpaid, that does show your commitment.
It does.
So, yeah.
And it's interesting because it like unlocks skills as well, right? As you're doing it, you may find that you have skills and things that you haven't tested yet.
Definitely.
And you can transfer those to your major. You can find passion areas that you didn't even know.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So let's bring in a student perspective.
That sounds great.
On this. We have Louis Cousineau, who will be sharing with us a little bit about himself and the resume builder he has participated in. All right. So Louis, can you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit more about who you are?
My name is Louis Cousineau. I'm from Bedford, Michigan, and I'm a senior studying sociology.
It's great to meet you, Louis, and we're really glad to have you on here. And we understand you've participated in research this year. Can you tell us about your research experience a little bit?
Coming to GV, I was absolutely terrified. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my major. I didn't know anybody, period. So I just started going to my professor's office hours and asking how they were, asking if they had any advice. And the more I talked with them, the more it seemed like research would be a very viable option. I had always been vaguely familiar with what research entailed, but until I really started getting into it, I took a qualitative methods class my first semester, and that really helped. I didn't really know what being a research assistant would entail until I really got into it. But the more I started doing this inquiry and learning about research in the process, the more I fell in love with it, really.
That's great. We always love to hear when students can find what they're passionate about. All right, so you attended a conference to present your research. Can you tell us more about that experience?
So I presented at the North Central Sociological Association's annual meeting in Grand Rapids this past March. My presentation was on a term paper for that qualitative methods class, which looked at letters to the editor and commentaries in the Detroit Free Press, and how they interacted with each other and how they differed in the issues they talked about. The professor who taught that methods class encouraged me to present, so I submitted a proposal, and it was approved, which was very exciting, but also very nerve-wracking because it was real that I had to go up and present now. So I worked with this professor to make a PowerPoint presentation. And the closer I got to presenting, the more anxious I got. But it did turn out very fine. The audience was very receiving, and it was a very great experience to go through.
Louis, thank you for sharing that. And I think, honestly, you touched on a topic I wanted to kind of ask you in our next question. Because research experience and conferences and professional development opportunities, they can be intimidating. And you touched about feeling nervous. And what made you decide to take a risk and get involved in a research and a conference?
So like I said before, coming to GV, I was absolutely terrified. Neither of my parents went to college, and they were never really asked their opinions, what they thought. So I didn't have that growing up. And now that I'm in college, especially in research, I'm being asked my opinion, which is very scary. But what helped me and continues to help me for that matter is the encouragement from my professors, from my friends, and being able to talk about what I'm interested in and getting that feedback and encouragement. So initially taking that leap, again, had I not gone to my professor's office hours, I don't think it would have happened. But even now, that continued encouragement from my professors and friends, and even researching a topic I'm very interested in, very passionate about, which is higher education, really keeps me going.
That is really good to hear. All right, so let's end with what words of advice you would tell a student who is interested in research or attending a conference?
I would say that a good first step is talking to your professors in the field that you're interested in. In my personal experience, most professors would be thrilled to talk to students outside of that class setting and have that personal one-on-one conversation, even if it's not about coursework per se. And then finding an area of interest that inspires you. I would not be doing research in higher education if it's not something, for lack of a better term, I was passionate about. If it bored me, then I wouldn't be doing it. So just finding what you're interested in and having people to talk to about that is crucial to getting into research.
Well, that's fantastic advice. Thank you so much, Lewis, for joining us for that. And that really brings us to the end of our episode here. You know, professional development is something you will do throughout your career. And the great thing about a resume is that it isn't just a one and done situation. It's an evolving document. So if you're ever feeling like you're looking at your resume and it just doesn't feel like a good reflection of you, right? That it's feeling a bit stagnant, you know, think about some of these things that we've mentioned as really great resume builders, as actions you can take to kind of jumpstart your career again. And that then will be reflected on your resume. So if you need any help identifying opportunities, as we've said, come and see us. We also can definitely help with creating a plan of action. You know, we love to connect with students in the Career Center. So definitely come and see us.
Yeah. If you feel stuck, or like as Meekin said, or even if you're just wondering, is this the best it can be? Or am I doing it? Yeah. Come see us.
Absolutely. That's great. All right. Well, thank you so much to everyone for listening. And we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.